With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Bars and music venues across the country have shuttered their doors to slow the spread of the new coronavirus, but many musicians are still finding ways to perform during the pandemic, through live stream shows being called COVID couch concerts.
Hello. Hello, internet.
Hey, yo.
All right, how you doing, Montana? It was a great idea.
With gigs and tours postponed or canceled, performers all over the country have turned to impromptu live shows on the internet. Brendan DeKeevitt decided to start a Facebook page where artists from Montana and beyond could schedule and perform live streaming sets. He wanted one place that could act sort of like a stage, a kind of internet venue.
Wanted to give performers an outlet still. Everybody's kind of stir crazy. So despite the fact that they're not able to go out and make money and perform live, they can still gain fans and stay relevant. So
on the couch concerts page, musicians jam out from their bedrooms, living rooms, and kitchens. DeKeevitt says making all the shows live helps keep some of the vulnerability and raw feeling of being at a concert. Lee Calvin in Red Lodge was one of the first to perform on the Facebook page after his band, Calvin and the Coal Cars, had to postpone their album release show indefinitely.
Hey everybody, we are the band Calvin and the Coal Cars coming to you live through Montana Music Media and their new Facebook page, Montana COVID? COVID. Montana COVID Couch Concerts.
Here's Calvin.
I actually got really nervous before we did it, which I don't tend to get nervous before shows anymore. And then the response was really fun. We didn't know what to expect, but we had over the course of those two shows, several hundred people tune in and listen to us. And on top of that, we had several donations and sold a few albums as well.
Calvin says he's lost about 50% of his income from canceled gigs, and that's something online donations can't make up for. But as everyone in the music industry, from venue owners to stage techs to tour bus drivers, takes a financial hit, Calvin is looking on the bright side.
The silver lining in this whole thing is that we do have all of these weekend nights that are all of a sudden available and nothing else to do. I think we're going to see a big spur of maybe unplanned albums coming out over the next few months, and let's utilize that time to do what we're supposed to be doing, and that's creating music.
That was Calvin and the Coal Cars. We also played snippets from the live sets from Hardwood Heart, Tony Horton, and Buddy Duke. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.